Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Yeah, that. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline and talk to Sydney Moncrief. Sydney, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We are right down the street. Me, Roger, and the owner of Bradford Marine, Lev Bradford, are right down the street here in Sherwood at Bradford Marine. And I saw the email that you were going to be down the street at Jacksonville High School today. And I said, well, goodness gracious, we need to have Sydney on and tell us what you're up to. And because I guess Roger reminded me, we talked to you during basketball season about Darius A. Cup Jr. You share some great things about him. So first of all, let's just start. What's going on in Jacksonville today?
Jacksonville, we have an event sponsored by Domino's Pizza. It's what we call pizza and pitch activity. And it's about this youth collaborating with the community leaders, and we're trying to get them to gain more confidence, be more curious, work on their ability to have human skills be a part of their everyday life, because as we know, technology is a good thing, right? But it can be detrimental if young people don't have the human and soft skills to complement their technical skills. We do a number of these events. It's very fortunate that Domino's is stepping up. We had Romeo High School last week. We have Hot Springs High School tomorrow. It's a very high-energy, impactful event that we're doing for high school students here at Jacksonville High.
Yeah, I was looking at your partnership with the local Domino's pizza franchise owner, Brent Metters. So we'll give some love to Brent in addition to what you're doing. It's called Pizza and Pitch. The MGC 3030 Shadow, does that mean you're going to have how many business leaders, mentors will be there today? Is it 30 students and 30 leaders? Is that the way it's done?
We'd like about a 3-to-1 ratio with students and leaders. So we will have 10 leaders here today.
Gotcha.
We'll have more, but 10 is a good number. That way they get a little bit more engagement, more questions by different students. And they get more information. So even though it's called 30 for 30, and Dave, I did not steal it from ESPN. Believe me.
No, I got you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah, Sydney, it's I love the fact that you're still trying to make a difference in the lives of people. You have a special spot for young people and have for quite some time.
Yes, and adults, because a lot of times the adults are overlooked, Dave, and you know this.
Yeah.
We have so many initiatives focused on young people, but guess what? Those adults are the ones impacting the young people. I have a pretty good balance between youth and adults, and it's all about making them better. We just want to make them better people, make them kinder, and we're really excited. We have McLarty Auto, we have Saracen, we have Domino's, we have a lot of good sponsors to help assist in what we do.
Yeah, that all gets underway today at 10 a.m. So you're about 50 minutes away from starting, right? It goes from 10 a.m. to 1:30 today at Jacksonville, correct?
I'm like you. I wish I could get paid by every word that I said, but we're going to get started. We need to have a little counter, Dave. Every time we say a word, we get a little bit of extra compensation. But we'll start at 10, and we'll have the pizza. The pitch part will be after lunch, and they'll compete for a pot of $500.
Well, wow, that's nice. The next question I was going to ask is, if I'm a high school principal and I'm listening, or a superintendent, how do I get Moncrief Game Changers, MGC, Roger, is what they call it. How do I get this pizza and pitch entrepreneurial workshop series to my school? What do I do? Just reach out to you personally?
Yeah, they just email me at grit@sydneymoncrief.com.
Okay.
Or go to sydneymoncrief.org and leave me a message also.
Okay, so do you have an agenda? How many schools you want to do? You want to keep it in Central Arkansas? Will you do it in Arkansas or Texas? Where you
I'm
go wherever?
My goal is to do 15 to 20 next school year, because we're full for the summer. It's to do between September and December 15 to 20 schools throughout high schools throughout the state of Arkansas. That's my goal. And by the way, I have a new book coming out.
Yeah.
Dave, I have a new book. Wow. I got to plug my new book. It's not out. It's hot on the press, and it's called The Grit Factor Edge. The Grit Factor Edge. And it kind of came to me like, you talk about grit so much in your workshops. I've written 13 books. I don't have one book on grit, so I'm about to put out a new book about how people can utilize the power of growth, resilience, intentionality, and tenacity to grow who they are.
Well, we know one of our favorite movies, Roger, is True Grit. And that's what's the actress's name she was looking for?
She was looking for, the actress? Or
no, just
character,
the
Maddie
character.
Ross?
Maddie was looking for someone with grit.
With true grit. True grit.
So I like, we don't use grit yet. Yes, Cindy, go ahead.
Yeah, and now, remember, it's two movies, Dave. There's one that's younger, which would fit you, and that was the newer one. They talked about Fort Smith, Arkansas, and then it's the old grit with John Wayne that would fit me.
Yeah. Oh,
same here, Cindy.
We're not far behind you.
Same here.
Roger and I turned 63 in October. Right. You're a little bit older than us, but not too much. Funny, I was going to ask you, speaking of age.
We're the same.
Same generation. So we got a little bit of
same
delay
generation.
On here.
Let's pull for A cup. Let's see if he could be. I think someone told me I was the highest drafted Razorback ever, but I think he deserves to be higher than a fifth pick.
He's not going to. What were you? What were you, four or three? What were you, three or four?
I was five.
Five. Okay. What was Joe Klein? Six. Mm-hmm. I guess Joe was six. Yeah. He's not going to go high. I don't think, according to Christian Weaver, our producer, who's an NBA
aficionado.
Christian, you don't think he's going to go. What do you think he's going to go, Christian? Top seven, top eight? You think he's not going?
Yeah,
to top
I think
five,
he'll go
right?
somewhere 5 to 7, probably 6 or 7.
Well, one of the things, Sydney, that when we talked to you earlier, and you were very honest, Lev, I don't know if you heard it, but he was very complimentary of Darius and said, one of the greatest seasons ever in the history. He's an outstanding basketball player, but he said, when you say the word great, great should apply to every part of your game. You should be great in every part of your game, including defense, which was not one of Darius Acuff Jr.'s strengths. And he knows it. Everybody knows it. Sydney, it's out there, and he's going to be challenged to improve that. Yeah. So he'll get the opportunity. So we'll see. I'm like you. Yeah, we're going to root for him. Hope he goes high.
Well, of course. He's a Razorback forever and ever.
Yeah, the NBA punish you a little bit more if you're not at least trying to play defense, because the players are obviously bigger, stronger, faster, more skilled. But I will say this about Acuff. He at least tried to play defense. The effort was there.
I guess so. Well, we knew that he was going to shoot, or he looked to dish it off. Yeah. I mean, there was that sort of thing. It's not like he slacked or ran out of bounds or got out or didn't run down. So there was that. How tall is he?
6'2".
Sydney, how much do you think that defense that you mentioned? Now, listen, you're a pro.
Yeah, he was an all-star defensive player, one of the best.
Didn't you get six man?
Yeah, no, defense player of the year.
Defense player of the year, my bad, even better. And maybe twice. Didn't you?
Dave, why would you play me down like that? You don't. I was
that's,
two times.
That's Roger. That was Matthew. That's Roger.
No.
That's Roger. Listen, I thought you got them all, Sydney.
Roger.
I thought you got them all.
Sorry, Sydney.
Listen, the older I get, the closer you got to winning the championship, in my mind. Anyway, when you look at Acuff, how much is his size and the lack thereof of defense? Do you think will play a part in that pick? He's not a
He's 6'4" like Sydney was. Yeah, he's 6'2". So, I mean, he's a different kind of player than you.
Got pretty long wingspan for a 6'2" player. And here's the problem: lack of defense starts in high school.
Yeah.
And now, the coaches have trouble holding these kids accountable for playing defense, for the fear of them going somewhere else or some other issue. So when Cal gets these young players, you don't really have time in 1 year to build their defensive stamina. The NBA, since players are so, so strong and fast. But let me ask you a question. We watched the NBA playoffs. What percentage of players have we seen that we've said, wow, they really defend?
Well, not many. I think Oklahoma. It's an offensive game. You're right. I mean, people want to see offense.
Right.
But I was thinking too. When go ahead.
But no, you have something, Dave. Last night, San Antonio and Oklahoma City, it was 100%. All the guards could play defense and play defense. The Knicks,
they
got a little weak, a little weak guard with the point guard to score all the points, and then so he will have to step up his defensive game, and they'll give him the tools, I hope, to do that. But I go back to when I played in the NBA. I was playing a lot of minutes, and coach, they wanted to practice hard, and then you had to play 40 minutes, whatever. I was playing a lot of minutes. I told the coach, I said, okay, you either get it in the game or in practice. You're not going to get it in practice in the game.
Good for you.
So A-Cup is saying you're going to either get it on the offense or defense. You're not going to get both. So if a guy doesn't play defense, then as long as they're just like a butt-kicking offensive player, you can overlook some of those issues.
Well, Roger, we could put on – if you put on a videotape of Sidney Moncrief, Alvin Robertson, and Darryl Walker playing defense,
oh,
it would be
goodness.
A master – be a
that's
master cool. between you three guys that's and the defense that you played. It would be a master class.
And a two-time, back-to-back and belly-to-belly NBA Defensive Player of the year. There was you, 2 years, Mark Eaton, and then that's when Alvin came on in 85 and 86.
So he got two. Alvin got two.
One for Alvin.
I did want to ask you about Wembanyama, obviously a very unique talent. You played against some of the greatest players to ever play the game. What's your thought of his game, and can you compare it to anybody you played against, the big guys that you played against?
Not really. He's just so unique as a player. When I saw him, when I saw the highlights before he was drafted, I remember having a conversation with Marcus Johnson. Marcus didn't think he would be as great of a pro. I said, no, this kid's skill set and his attitude and everything about him will make him very, very special. Now, I will say this. I'm not hating. He's not as good as Kareem.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. You could certainly make comparison.
Right, because or Wilt, because they had more strength than he had. He has more athleticism, but you notice when he gets hit, if you notice his when he's on defense and he's having to move, he gets twisted around and he falls down a lot.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have that strong core and that strong body. But I would take him any day on my team. One of my top five players.
Yeah, we were talking about Chamberlain had a 75. I think it was 75 pounds more at 7'1" than Wembanyama is at 7'5".
That is. I don't know if it's strange, maybe for lack of a better term, but when we think about defense, and we do think about Sidney, you were the inaugural NBA.
The first one?
That was the first two ever. It started in 82.
I didn't
realize that. But with you and those guys and Alvin, we knew you were in their pocket. You were right there on them. But, we don't see any of the other folks. We don't see
any more defensive players.
The big guys that we're talking about. I guess they weren't looked at.
Well, I think point
because
guards,
you play in defense.
I don't know.
You're blocking the shots.
No big guys at all?
When you look at Wembanyama and some of these other guys. But
yeah, he was the defensive player of the year this year.
But
back in the day, there weren't the big guys.
Mutombo. Alonzo Mourning. Akeem.
So what are you?
I'm just saying, I don't look at them. They're not given Jabbar and Chamberlain and all those guys because they were just down low. Well, they didn't have it back then.
That's what it was.
Okay.
They didn't get it.
The only player I would think could shoot the ball as well as Wemby, if he was allowed to, would be Kareem.
Yeah.
Remember, if you're not practicing your three-point shot, you're not going to be a good three-point shooter. If you shot a three-pointer, you better make it when I play. It's like you were just not going to be backing up shots if you want to stay in the game. He would be in that category, Kareem, because he was a good foul shooter, which points to him being a good shooter.
And when that Scott Wemby hook, he didn't need to step out,
No, he didn't need to step out. But Wemby is unreal. I like his spirit, his energy. He gets knocked around. He just keeps coming back, and he's a special. I know I'm saying something that's so redundant. He's a special, special player. It's fun to watch. You know what that might be?
What's that?
He might get too Americanized.
Okay. All right.
As a player.
Sidney's dropping all the hints. He did that about A-Cuff. Listen, you need to continue. I know you're so busy. Your basketball analysis. We've enjoyed having you on when you talk basketball, talking about analyzing other players. Yeah. I was going to ask real too something much more superficial before we let you go. Did any Sutton make you guys? Did you guys have to remember learn the fight song when you were a basketball player at Arkansas or no?
It would have been revolting like crazy.
Well, see, that's the difference. That's the difference, Sidney. Lou Holtz made us do the fight song. Hey, Sidney Moncrief, if you play football for me, you would be learning the Razorback fight song, but not for Andy Sutton. That's fine. All right, I'm just wondering.
No.
All right.
No, we had 3 hours of this. No, that wasn't my wagon wheel. All right, guys.
All right, listen, hey, we're gonna let you get back to work. It's the Pizza and Pitch Entrepreneurial Workshop Series. That's 10 o'clock till 1:30 today at Jacksonville. Sidney's doing great work. Reach out to him on Facebook, Moncrief Game Changers, whether it be adults or kids. This guy's making a difference. Got a new book coming out, which is amazing. He's written more than a dozen books. But love the fact that your spirit, you keep giving back, Sidney, and it's outstanding. We appreciate you jumping on with us every once in a while, squeezing us in. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Sidney.
Hey, I appreciate you guys' support always. You're my man, always.
Thanks, Sidney.
I love football players. I love aggressive linebackers that can play.
Thanks, Sidney. Right. Appreciate you, buddy. All right, take care.
I said that can play. You heard that, didn't you, babe? Yeah.
Yes, right. Very nice. Good thing. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.